101.3. It's time for Joni hanging out with Tony. So we're talking about our girl tribes. Is that what we mean?
Girl tribe, mom squad.
I like mom squad.
Girl squad.
Okay.
Advisory committee. Whatever you want to refer to.
Rulers of the universe. All those things.
So when my children were in elementary school is when I created my mom squad, and I still have a bunch of people that I would consider good friends, but I have two friends, and we are just,
To this day.
Beautiful. Pretty powerful trio. But, I was checking out Christy's Facebook page, and she has a pretty strong fashionista mom tribe that she hangs with. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And you just had a little preschool party gathering.
We just been talking about it, and there's always that one mom that makes all the plans.
Yep,
it's Fancy Pants. We call her.
Yeah.
Well, I call her that. I don't
cruise
know.
Cruise director
else
is what I used to be called.
Oh, you're the cruise director.
Okay. Oh, see, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
And so she had made plans, and in the past we may have canceled, and we can't cancel anymore. We got to just go. We had
right.
the best time.
Right? Isn't that amazing? And you had that good time because. Why? You all had stories to share.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you all met each other because your kids are all together, right?
Exactly.
And, and those are just like those units that are there for all kinds of support and guidance. And how about you, Nikki? Not that you have a mom tribe, you got a girl squad, though.
Oh, yeah. I got my girl squad, and it's basically a bunch of girls. We all started at Channel 10 in our 20s.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the only one left at Channel 10.
Last woman standing.
Right. But yeah, no, we all stick together. We get together. We try to get together every month.
Mm-hmm. So I have a mom squad from high school too. So I have.
Wow, we're still friends with.
Yeah.
Pizza,
oh yeah. It's not. It's pretty difficult to keep those.
Yeah.
Those relationships going, those friendships going. But you have to because there's so much to share, and it's different from your family. You reach out to them for different types of.
Well, it's
support.
A family you choose.
It is
a group that you choose.
Yeah.
I agree.
Now, does your mom squad keep you in fashion?
Well, perhaps we have conversations about that. Now, my other two girlfriends that we couldn't be more different from each other, but we have that bond because we all became moms right about the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I love to tell this story because when my kids were little, they used to say to me, "Mom, when you come to school, can you just dress like everybody else?"
Why? What
no.
did you dress like?
Well,
you were like putting it on.
You've always been a fashionista. Oh,
and I said to him, "Well, why can't all the other moms dress like me?
Yeah,
because I'm not going to wear a sweatshirt with a pumpkin."
No,
I'm saying that's not acceptable. It's just my kids were always like, "Mom, when you come to school, can you just dress normal?"
No.
This isn't normal.
Sorry, kids.
That's your normal.
Anyways.
My girl tribe, when skinny jeans came out, I didn't know, I was getting to the age where I wasn't, in the trends.
Mm-hmm.
So, but my girlfriends knew. So then I got into the skinny jeans.
They guided you.
Which, by the way, aren't for everybody.
No, you're absolutely right.
They keep me with the trends because they have kids.
Yeah.
So they know what's cool and hip.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. So. If you don't have one, get one.
Mm-hmm.
Get your squad.
Get a girl squad.
Get your girl squad.
I'll work on it, all right?